Candace Owens at White Nationalism Hearing. Biggest Scandal is Democrats Keeping Minorities Perpetual Victims. By Penny Starr on April 9, 2019. Candace Owens, the communications director with Turning Point USA, said at a House Judiciary Committee hearing on Tuesday that the topic of the hearings, white nationalism, wasn't the true issue and that the biggest scandal is the Democrat Party's fear-mongering to brown people and keeping minorities perpetual victims. Owens, who said in her opening remarks that she is a Democrat who supports President Donald Trump, said Democrat policies have harmed blacks. The biggest scandal in American politics is that Democrats have been conning minorities into believing we are perpetual victims, all but ensuring our failure, Owens said. Owens also said the hearing was more about the 2020 election than white nationalism, which she pointed out was much worse in the United States than during the lifetime of her grandfather, who was with her at the hearing. He grew up in an America where words like racism and white nationalism held real meaning under the Democrats' Jim Crow laws, Owens said. The hearing today is not about white nationalism or hate crimes, Owens said. It's about fear-mongering, power and control. It's a preview of the Democrats' 2020 strategy, Owens said. Reparations and white nationalism, Owens said. That is the Democrats' preview. Later in her remarks, Owens said she has suffered continuous mocking and hatred from Democrats because she is a conservative, including many calling her the N-word and Uncle Tom. She said she came to her conservatism by studying history without the filter Democrats have put on racism in the United States, including the party's opposition to ending slavery and its involvement in the Ku Klux Klan and white supremacy. The committee, led now by the Democrat majority, wrote about the hearing on its website. This hearing will examine hate crimes, the impact white nationalist groups have on American communities and the spread of white identity ideology, the committee's website states. The hearing will also foster ideas about what social media companies can do to stem white nationalist propaganda and hate speech online. Communities of color and religious minorities have long been subject to discrimination and have been targeted by groups who affiliate with ideologies of hate, the website states. White identity groups have a long history of oppressing racial and religious minorities and promote individual expressions of violence with the aim of preserving white racial and political hegemony. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter.